Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Sims Spotlight is sponsored by Balance of Nature Whole Food Supplements. Visit balanceofnature.com. Phil Sims joins us every Wednesday at 8 a.m., and he is here now. Good morning, Phil. What's happening?
Good morning, Boomer and Gio. Juan Soto. So take that and
that's
do what you
bucks,
want with it.
Phil, 60 bucks.
Okay, yeah, come to my house and collect it.
I want to, okay. Actually. Well, are we ever going to go back to you?
Yeah, I'm hoping that we're... Do we have a Sunday that's open where we can come over and watch games with you?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I can do that for sure. But, man, you know, it's not as pretty up here now. The leaves have fallen.
Yeah,
and,
it's
you know,
okay. We want to be inside with you.
Man.
And we want you to cook for us, and we want to watch games.
Yeah, I can do that.
And drink and do the whole thing. And
okay, and I'll serve it up. I'm a good cook, so you will not go hungry here, that's for sure. My greatest attribute in life is my eating, so I like it a lot. And I will say this, Gio. What are you in camouflage today?
I am. It's a little snake skin pattern is what that is.
Snake skin. Okay.
Snake skin pattern. Yeah.
And, you know, I like it when you guys start talking to Jerry, because Jerry gets riled up, and one of these days he's going to punch somebody. That's what I feel just watching it.
Oh, we all feel the same thing, and we can't wait for him to totally snap. And he has snapped before. It's very close. You know how that is. You have that very temperamental teammate in the locker room that could lose it at any moment.
Oh, that is so funny. It's just a matter of he snaps because...
It is.
Oh, my God. I don't know what it is, that word, just with Jerry and everything. But, you know, hey, he's working with you two idiots. You know, you over-talk him. He's trying to tell you what's going on, and you won't listen.
Yeah, we won't listen. Well, you don't listen to anybody for that matter. All right, so let me ask you a question. The trip to Germany, a lot of beer and pretzels for you, I heard. Little Mouse that was on that trip, watched pretty much everything you were doing. That game had to be tough for you to do for Westwood One. I mean, Daniel Jones missed at least 10 different opportunities for this team to win the game, and now it sounds like, and nothing's official yet, but it does sound like that they're going to send him back to the bench. Give me your assessment of what you think is going on over there.
Well, let me go on to my Germany trip here real quick. Okay, did a lot of appearances. I will tell you this, we were in Munich. The fans, they are off the charts crazy about NFL football, and they're mad as hell because they want a game there every week. And so it's really interesting. The crowd at the game was, you know, just into it. Everybody's in their seats, you know, 3 hours before the game, the damn stadium was full. And I did the game on Westwood One with Jason Horowitz, and we literally sat in the middle of the stands. Not a booth, not anything. We were in the middle. I'm, you know, during timeouts or whatever, all the fans sign autographs. Hey, how you doing? Leave me alone. It was cold. Oh, my gosh. But my last thing is, I was at this big function in a huge room with all the fans in it. And Roger Goodell's there next to me. Julius Peppers is there. And they give us these beer steins, and they're humongous. I mean, whatever. And they want us to kill them. And I didn't do that, but I'll tell you this, the commission did a pretty damn good job.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, no, it was good. He played into it, which was great, and he didn't drink the whole thing, but I don't know. The whole experience is really something. It caught me by surprise, just the energy and the enthusiasm everywhere you went about the NFL.
All right, now, let's get to the quarterback situation here for the Giants, and what do you expect going forward, and what did you see doing the game on Sunday?
Well, you know, it was like I've seen this movie many times. It was a rerun. You know, just plays, opportunities, everything you could think of for the Giants to win the game. The Giants were the better team. Yes, Carolina played with a little more enthusiasm maybe early in the game because, you know, they won one before. They got a little confidence. Bryce Young actually made some good throws early in the game, too, to help them. But the opportunities, and they did not take advantage of them once again. You know, the turnovers in the red zone. And, you know, I even said this on the air. Probably the best play call of the game by the Giants was Brian Daboll on 3rd and 1. Let's run the flea flicker. Oh, I see it on TV now. And two receivers are wide open. 3rd and 1, you think the defense is going to try to protect against the run. They are flying to get to the quarterback. But both of the receivers that ran their routes were wide open. It was going to be a big play. Could have been the difference in the game, but that's the Giants season.
Yeah, but he just doesn't pull the trigger. I mean, and that's why he's probably going to go to the bench, and it sounds that way, especially listening to Joe Shane yesterday and, of course, Brian Daboll. They don't want to throw Daniel under the bus, and I understand that, but we all know what we're watching. Isn't that right?
Well, yeah, I think we all, and, you know, when the game was over, I said, boy, that could be the end of Daniel Jones. And I think I'm sure a lot of the fans were saying the same thing, people watching the game. And, look, anytime you want to shake up your team and get a different vibe and whatever, you know, the easy way to do it, and it's probably deserved, you switch quarterbacks. And I did hear you guys talking about a little. It will be Drew Locke. I can't imagine that they're going to jump over him and give us Tommy DeVito. I watch Tommy DeVito. He warms up for like an hour before every game. I've been in about 3 or 4 Giant games. And, hey, look, he did a good job last year. But Drew Locke was brought here and came here because he thought there might be an opportunity to play. Daniel Jones wasn't going to be ready at the beginning of the season or what's going on now. Seattle wanted to keep him, but he wanted to go somewhere where he had a better chance to see some action, and I think that's the biggest reason why he came to the Giants.
I can't imagine that Drew Locke is going to make this offense look much different, but I guess there is hope there when you put in a different quarterback. What type of offense do you think we're going to get with Drew Locke?
Well, he grew up in Seattle last year, GL. That's one thing he did. He was drafted by Denver, and I think in the 2nd round from Missouri. Everybody thought he would be a first rounder, but he'd had a so-so year his senior year. They weren't as good or whatever. But out in Seattle, he played very controlled, smart, made some good throws. He's tough as hell. So, you know, I don't know what to expect. He can run, good runner with the football. He is a big guy. He does have a very good arm. And what I've seen during his career, it hasn't been great, that's for sure. But in his career, he's not afraid to take a chance. And he will drive the football down the field. I'm sure he's been practicing as a second quarterback, a few reps with the first team offense, runs the scout team a little. So I just can't imagine they would jump him and put in Tommy DeVito.
Yeah, we're talking to Phil Simms here. And Phil, you know, what's going on with the Jets is just absolutely mind-numbing.
Oh, my gosh.
It is, yes, oh my gosh is right, and it is mind-numbing, and, you know, we've been talking about coaches the last couple of weeks. Gio brought up an unbelievable name at least 6 weeks ago, probably right prior to Rob Saleh being fired, and I never really thought of it because I didn't know whether or not he would be able to get back into the NFL. The NFL has no prohibition against him, and that is John Gruden. Do you think that John Gruden would be a good fit for the Jets, and do you think that the NFL would you know, welcome him back with open arms?
No, they would not. I can't imagine they would. So that I heard y'all talking about that. John Gruden would run an offense if Aaron Rodgers comes back next year. That is what he teaches and what he has done his whole life. John Gruden is a coach, and Aaron Rodgers ran for all those years in Green Bay. It's an identical offense in that way. I did hear you guys talking about Steve Spagnuolo. Hey, you know, he's older. He's got it going out there in Kansas City. I've talked to coaches that play the Kansas City Chiefs, and they go, oh, my God, this guy, he's changed from what he was doing 2 years ago when it was new, and they talk, I just go, well, do you have a chance to win? The way they would talk about it. I even heard that when the 49ers, Boomer, we were out there for the Super Bowl, how much he had changed, and they didn't have a great feel for what he was going to do. And why would Steve Spagnuolo, hey, I would think they would pay him like a head coach in Kansas City to make sure he stays there.
Now, Phil,
so the John Gruden thing is that's a pretty tough sell.
Well, I think hold on one second. If an owner comes to wants to hire John Gruden, in theory, you're telling me that the NFL and Roger Goodell would stop that owner from making that hire?
I'm not going to say I would not say that. I think they would give their opinion, and it would be kind of like, come on, is this what you want to do? That's what I think.
Hmm.
So, you know, he's got a suit against the NFL. There's a lot of guys, I don't know what to even say about that. I just say, no, I don't think that could happen with the Jets, but it is a good idea, Gio. I'm not taking that away from you, but there's a lot of good assistants, and almost for sure, Rex Ryan wants the job. Heard that the other day on TV. I was like, wow, okay. He's outwardly just saying, one more shot. I'll go back to the Jets. But if you go to the Jets, you know, in this day and age, unless the coach you hire, he's on the defensive side, can he find the right offensive coordinator? To me, that's the biggest thing going on in the NFL now. It's about the offensive coordinator.
I just find it hard to imagine, though, if Woody Johnson or the Bears ownership group decide, like, listen, I'm fine with John Gruden and his past, and this is the perfect guy to take over my team right now, and then the NFL comes in with their opinion of it and a strong opinion of it, that it would influence an owner enough not to make that hire because it would upset the league. I just can't. I can't see that. Now, you were standing next to Roger Goodell drinking beers with them. I was not. So you probably have a more informed opinion on this, but that seems nuts to me.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No, I don't have a more informed. We didn't talk about any of that stuff. John Gruden would not be the guy you want to hire in Chicago. Caleb Williams is not the quarterback that's going to fit his system. That's what they got going on there now in Chicago. Why they fired Shane Waldron is they're running an offense for the drop-back quarterback, the pocket guy and everything like that, and that's not what Caleb Williams is. He needs a unique offense, which the Washington Commanders did for Jaden Daniels, and he needs something not the same, but something similar. And to always you want to have an offensive coordinator that's going to fit the quarterback's abilities physically, mentally. And, you know, just think about Caleb Williams. I'm sorry to get into this.
No, go.
But he's had great success as a young kid playing youth football, high school football, college football, and he's in a different world right now. It's been hard. He's getting some lessons. And you know what? His career's not ruined. He'll be fine. He needs to toughen up. You know, there's nothing like a little failure to get your rear end really on fire. Pay attention and play the game differently.
You know, as Aaron Rodgers said, he said humble pie, basically. You know, this is what's going on there. You know, he does have a coach out there that could actually unlock him, who has unlocked Jaden Daniels, and his name is Cliff Kingsbury.
Well, that would be interesting. He would be a better fit for Caleb Williams and what I've seen watching their games. Like I said, he's running the Geno Smith offense. Geno Smith is a veteran with experience who's a drop-back quarterback. He's not Caleb Williams. So when I watch it, I just go, one, quarterbacks to have success, Boomer, we all know this. You need an offensive scheme that fits what you are, and the sequence of play calling is probably more important than anything. And when I watch the Bears, they've had a few good games, no doubt, against lesser competition, but they played well. And, of course, they blew the game with the Hail Mary, so I don't know what to say, but they got to get the right guy in there for Caleb Williams to let him show his talent and what he is.
Yeah, that's a very good point about the Hail Mary. They lost to the Washington Commanders on the last play, and it was a disaster, and it's been a disaster ever since. And now Shane Waldron gets fired. Now, Cliff Kingsbury obviously had some success with Kyler Murray, younger player.
Right.
He is now having a ton of success with Jaden Daniels. And didn't he coach Caleb Williams at one point in his college career?
He was out there at USC, I think, as last year.
Oh, there you go. There. So, yeah, all right. So I would think that would be a good fit if, in fact, that does happen. I do want to talk to you about you real quick. There is a local guy. I don't know if you know him personally. He's a Bergen Catholic guy. He got his first win as the interim coach of the New Orleans Saints, and that is Darren Rizzi. Do you know him?
Oh, yeah, I know him.
How great is that?
Yeah, it's great. You know, Darren Rizzi, he's the greatest joke teller I've ever met in my whole life. I mean, he has four new jokes every time you see him the next day. He's funny as hell, but he does have a great personality to be a head coach. He's tough. You know, he believes in all the, you know, what you do to build a football team. So I was really happy for him that he, you know, had success and won a game. And I'm sure the team, when he gets up and talks, it's got to be have everything. Motivation, funny, relates to the players, so... It's a good audition for Darren Rizzi down there in New Orleans.
He actually, you know, opened his press conference after the game on Sunday by saying that he backed up the head coach's toilet. Did you hear that?
No, I did not hear that. It's something I really don't care to hear, but okay.
Well, I didn't realize he was as humorous as your point making him out to be. But
oh, no, he is. He really is.
Well, there you go.
When I go and cover a game and he's the special teams coach, he comes up to me, hey, Phil, did you hear this? And he goes right into the, like, a stand-up routine for 5 minutes. I'm like, Darren, don't you have to coach somebody? Leave me alone just for a minute. But, yeah, that's great. And, you know, I love all this talk about the quarterbacks and this and that about, oh, you know, Caleb Williams, he's ruined. I just go, come on. You know, Terry Bradshaw, I know I've told you guys this before. But he, the great Terry Bradshaw, always makes this statement. Hey, as a quarterback in the NFL, you got to go to hell before you go to heaven. So Caleb Williams, he's got to toughen up. And another group that's got to toughen up, the Jets. When I was on the plane and Bob Papa told me the score of the game, I said, what, you sure? And then I watched it, yesterday, and wow, it was just a total domination. It was embarrassing. That's the best word for it.
Yeah, I mean, in this defense who has talked a mean game and really been feeling themselves for years, just, I mean, they missed more tackles than any other team in the league this year. I think they were tied for 20. Sauce Gardner, embarrassing. I mean, that to me looked more, I mean, there had to be an effort issue there. I mean, I'm very careful. Boomer always does be very careful about saying teams quit, but, and I'm not saying they quit, but it did not feel like they were giving 100% in that game on the defensive side of the ball.
There was no emotion, and I watched it on TV just to see it, what it looked like on there instead of on my computer, and the Jets did not have the emotion, the intensity, and I thought when I just watched and I wrote down, I just said, hell, Arizona thinks this is a Super Bowl. The way they were hitting, the way they were blitzing the quarterback, can they pick up a blitz? My gosh, the Jets can't. Free runners coming at Aaron Rodgers, and, you know, everything. Arizona running the football, Kyler Murray under the center, Kyler Murray making great decisions. It's not all about him. And they got some other players that are playing terrific. And, boy, Jonathan Gannon has done a really good job. I thought he had it going last year about midseason that it fell apart. But they got it going once again, so it's going to be a fun team to watch.
You know, you said it. If you have a 40-year-old quarterback who's bound for the Hall of Fame on the first ballot, one of the greatest players of his generation, and the offense can't pick up a goddamn blitz, that means that the offensive coaches absolutely suck because you got to have a plan and you got to be able to put that plan in place to be able to handle the blitz. And once you can't handle the blitz, guess what? They just keep blitzing and blitzing and blitzing. And the next team you see, they're going to blitz and blitz and blitz. And I'm serious, Phil. This is like, I cannot believe. And then you listen to Aaron yesterday talking about how, you know, they got to practice harder and they got to make, you know, they got to.
It's too late.
It is too late. I know.
They should have been doing this at training camp. You know, so to practice harder. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but
as Bill Parcells said, do I have to give you guys credit for having playing hard? Can I take that? I don't have to worry about it. We're going to do that no matter what I say. So go ahead.
All right. So, but I also said this week and Monday morning I came in here and you probably didn't hear this, but I did say that I believe that Aaron Rodgers has sucked the life out of the building over there, the Jets. And what I meant by that is that it's not so much negative towards him. It's more positive towards him. It's how everybody else is reacting to him. Like he's walking in there like he's the God, that he's going to make all the plays, that things are going to happen because of the things that he has done in his past. So everybody's going to defer to him. The owner's going to defer to him. The coaching staff is going to defer to him. There's no way in the world Jeff Ulbrich can hold him accountable for the way that he's practicing. You know, Rob Saleh wanted to, you know, have Nathaniel Hackett step down because he recognized that they weren't very good. They weren't very organized. They didn't have answers for the blitz. I mean, this thing is a complete and utter disaster at the moment. And I just, I have no idea what the hell they're going to look like next year.
Well, listen, organizations, your show, anything we all do, there's a pecking order, and when it's in order, that's when you are at your best. We don't have that pecking order in order with the New York Jets, and that alone, I think, is a big deal. So, you know, and you know, and I know, all you worry about, Gio, all you worry about is a quarterback and an offense, and the coordinators are always just on fire. Making sure let's protect and not have people just running free. And when you see them running free, that is just an indictment on the coaches. And and the effort, I know they probably did give great effort. It didn't look like it. I mean, it was going by what my eye and the results show us. That is, you know, that's the worst when it happens that way. It's one thing to play hard and lose. It's another thing not to play hard and really lose. So that's what I saw watching the Jets.
All right, Phil. Glad you're back in the country safely. Great talking to you. We got to set up that date.
Yep, we'll do that. And imitate me once again, Gio. Let me hear that.
Feel.
You know, that's pretty good. It's feel.
Feel.
Oh, my gosh.
Got to get a little southern accent to it there, son.
Wild blueberry. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I know. I hear you. I tell you what. Boomer, reach over there and just give him a little punch in the arm for me.
No, I actually just keep moving. You know, just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. I like it.
Okay. See you, Phil.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on. Have a good day. Much.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.